Hi, this is Krista Bender, also known as AV Krista, and you are listening to AV Power Up on Rave Radio.
He's asleep.
He's muted.
He's muted. Uh-oh.
Or he's whispering.
He's whispering. Wait. We think we
hear him. Stupid technology. This is Chuck Espinosa, the man. I'm really mad now. And you're listening to AV Power Up.
This is Hope Roth, whose microphone works properly, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
My goodness.
Hi, this is Rich Prevetti, and I'm brought to you by AV Power Up, and my mic works too. Thank you.
This is Jeremy Caldera, and you're listening to AV Power Up.
I'm Jason Farrow, and you're listening to AV Power Up.
Ah, you passed the audition. Very good. And I'm Corey Moss, at CB Moss on Twitter. I was trying to think of a cooler handle, but, you know, somebody's got to suggest one to me. That's so boring. And you are listening to the show, the one show that brings you the award winners on two shows, and you'll have one tonight here on AV Power Up on Rave Pubs Radio with your host, Krista. Yes, she's back. Thank goodness. Krista Bender, take it away, Krista.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining the show. As you can see, we're multiplying like rabbits, and we have Gina on with us as a co-host because we just needed to balance out the testosterone with some estrogen.
We seem to do that on every show.
Well, Chuck just has way too much estrogen.
And he's gone.
So I want to take the moment to thank our sponsor, Ingram Micro. Go to www.ingrammicro.com to learn more about how they can help you with your AV and IT needs. So tonight's show, we have kids screaming in the background. And we have a couple of guests joining us.
Whose kids are screaming in the background?
Not mine.
Shut those kids up.
A couple people raise their hands. So I want to welcome to the show Paul Zeely and Kyle Davis from Harman AMX. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen.
Hey, thank y'all for having us.
Thank you for having
welcome.
Us.
Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
So I guess to get started, the first question I may ask you with, because I'm sure it's on everybody's minds since it was around this time last year, roughly, that Harman announced that they were going to acquire AMX. I wanted to know, how is that transition coming along for both of you? Does it affect your jobs in any way, or yes, no, maybe so?
Yeah, I'd say that it's coming along really well. It's always a process, these kinds of things. It's not like you flip some integration switch and boom, there you go. But yeah, I'd definitely say that it's coming along really well. And the guys, our counterparts on the other brands at Harman, are really cool, and we've been able to work with them a lot. It has affected at least my job. I work in marketing, obviously. So a lot of what I do is work on branding type things with some of the other people here. And so obviously that affects a lot of what you do from a branding side. And so we've been having to deal with how do you effectively communicate what you do as a particular organization while also trying to communicate the overall value of the brand. And so we've been impacting that, but you know, I think hopefully we're doing a good job of maybe some of y'all have seen some of the new stuff we've been releasing lately about you know, the overall brand story, and so we're trying to communicate that properly. And so yeah, I think it's coming along really well. I don't know, I can speak for Paul, he's on the technology side, so I'll let him chime in on that side.
So far I'm happy on the technology side. We haven't seen a lot of major changes other than incredible discounts on stereo systems and
headphones, JBL.
And headphones and everything else. But I think it's starting to work well. It takes a long time to integrate engineering organizations, but there's a lot of synergies between the brands. If you really looked at a product overlap, there was almost no overlap between the AMX product lines and strengths. We were always weak in audio, although we have been improving in it, but combined with a company like BSS, it's brought a lot more strength in the single vendor type of solution. And I think we will see more of that grow as we're now just getting to the point, because you, one thing you have to remember is when we got bought a year ago, we had 18 months worth of, you know, confirmed engineering backlog on the things that we were planning on doing. And while there have been some things that have been able to go together, we're just really starting into the cycle where our, you know, product planning for what's coming out for the next multiple years is gelling with the Harman product planning. So we're hoping to be able to leverage their expertise in areas that we're weak. I know that I've particularly been getting a lot of calls to review products and techniques and integration things. Another place that's very interesting is we really didn't have that much overlap in the market area. JBL and Crown sell a lot into the integration area, but that's really not their focus as companies. You almost never see a JBL or Crown amplifier ad with a picture of a conference room. The AV integrators trust them, they're quality brands, but it was kind of, but it's never really been a directed sale for them, where it's very much a directed sale for us with direct dealer interfaces rather than through reps. So there's also potentially a lot of opportunities for those strong things that are branded towards our company to drive other sales, as well as they're now starting to bring us into things where I'm getting calls to talk about things going into airports. And was not a normal call that AMX got, but it's a call that Harman takes every day because they build all the big PA systems and everything for airports and stadiums and that sort of thing. So it really has fit well, and I see it expanding now that we're over that initial stage and we've discovered what the assets are and we're into product cycles so we can move forward.
You know, I got to tell you, Paul, I remember the announcement last year. You guys came to Infocom as AMX. Is it AMX by Harman?
It's AMX by Harman. So we've retained the brand, and AMX is always first in any of our branding. Or actually, you can correct me, Kyle, because I just copy whatever marketing gives me. But
yeah.
But they very much preserve the brands. Harman is looking to buy brands and not squash them down. You won't see Harman doing a Cisco buying Tamberg and erasing everything that was ever Tamberg and making sure that anybody who ever was in Norway didn't work for the company anymore.
You know, I tell you, that's really great point. And, you know, being a part of the UCC space, of course, historic, you know, I was there, a lot of us were there when that announcement came out that Cisco bought Tanberg, the name went away, everything was replaced by Cisco labels. To keep the brand the way it is, obviously is a big positive. You know, I think what I've seen with AMX is delivering messages, and I think you guys do that very, very well, is also in terms of delivering the messages of convergence, of mobility, even security. Paul, you write a lot on security. So, you know, those are things we'll talk about. We're going to have a lot of Infocom discussion as well tonight. And we'll get to that as well as the award, because like I said, we do have an award winner on with us tonight. But before we get to that, we have a special guest host tonight. Special guest co-host. Sorry, Krista, there is no special guest host. We tried him last week. He failed. So we're not going to do that again. Right guy on mute.
Oh my God. That guy went down in flames almost as bad as this week. Can't even take his microphone off the damn mute.
I don't know. You actually do a good job on mute. You know, maybe we should try this from now on.
Usually I have a problem with the guys talking when I'm in the room, not so much when I'm not around.
Maybe Krista's doing this. Maybe Krista's putting us all on mute and she's going to steal the show. Like,
yeah, I am so diabolically smart that I can do that.
Our mouths are going to move and nothing's going to come out. But anyway, what I was saying was a birthday person on the show. Her birthday is this Friday, as a matter of fact. And it's kind of funny because she sent me an email yesterday saying, so I'm coming on the show. It's my birthday, right? And I went, of course. How could I say no, right? So, yes, Miss Gina Sansevero, it's her birthday on Friday. Happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you. I'm really excited that I'm going to be celebrating it at home and not on a plane on the way to Infocom, as has been the case for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to Infocom?
Boy, on Sunday.
She better be there.
Okay.
She better be there.
I'm excited that you'll be home because that means I got to send you a present.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That's so nice. So, anyway, yes, it's Gina's birthday. We're all going to celebrate next week, right, Gina?
We are.
Do we have plans?
Well, FSR is having their 35th anniversary champagne and cake and cookies.
Oh.
My 35th birthday. I figure I can just piggyback and pretend it's my 35th birthday champagne and cookies.
Maybe that's what the way they should do. They should say it's the Gina Sansevero 35th birthday and FSR 35th anniversary celebration. Right? Don't you think?
Take anything away from them. Having been in business 35 years is a real big deal for them. So very, very happy to be part of that.
Well, you know what's special about 35 for you, Gina? You can now run for president.
Oh, I would vote for you in a heartbeat.
It's the only thing that's really like worth looking forward to. What do you have after 35? Ooh, I get to be AARP. You know, I get to get into 55 plus community. Like, what's to look forward to after 35?
Don't knock AARP.
Don't look maybe there sooner than others.
I happen to be a member.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right.
Because I did hit that age. They let you join at 50.
And were you very excited? Did you have a party?
Yeah. The biggest difference in my life is I now get hearing aid junk mail. Sweet. Lots of it. And
you know you've arrived.
A ridiculous amount of hearing aid junk mail.
You awesome. Know you've arrived.
That line, when I bought my house 5 years ago, I started receiving mailers from Pine Lawn Cemetery asking if I'd like to buy a plot.
That's creepy.
Would you like us to buy you one for your birthday, Gina?
Oh, that's wrong.
Maybe in another 10 years.
Real estate.
There you go. It's like a real estate purchase. Exactly.
Well, now it feels wrong to make the joke I was going to make, which is that unfortunately now you're no longer eligible to be young AV professional.
Because I won that award in 2011 and I was 31 and I was like, God, I only had 4 more years to make it. Otherwise, I aged out, but I did that already.
Oh, there you go.
I totally missed my chance on that one. I was like asleep at the wheel. They should be called. I should get like the AV Granny Award.
Maybe we can, lobby for it, and maybe we can get that going. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll do it. What do you think? We sponsor AV Granny Award.
AV Granny. I'm sure it's gonna piss somebody off, so we probably should not do that.
No, I think it's a better thing that'll piss somebody off. But anyway, happy birthday, Gina. We'll see you next week. We'll have a nice little celebration and, a little cake for you, huh?
FSR's buying us all drinks.
Yeah, all right.
Are we going to have AV cake?
You heard it here for AV CAC. Yeah. Hashtag AV CAC.
Is Chuck going to jump out of the AV cake?
only if I have an AMX t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't. Anyway,
it's Corey and Rich and Paul and Kyle are like, please don't, and Hope and Gina and Krista and Jeremy are like, yeah, do it.
I witnessed it once. I don't ever want to witness it again, no matter how many years we continue to do this. Anyway, so Krista, so we got guests, we got, you know, we got hosts, co-hosts, we got Hollywood Squares. What else do we need?
We had our AV puppy, who's our mascot. He joined us earlier.
That's right. Scrims joined us.
He joined us. Yes.
He's our new hashtag AV mascot.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He's happy to be our mascot.
Yes, definitely.
So
what are we doing?
We've got a lot. Why don't we, you know, before we start to get crazy talk, I want to talk to Paul Zeely a little bit more because he is one of the awesome award winners that's going to be happily awarded while we're in Infocom in Orlando next week. So, Paul, can you give us a little bit of insight of the award that you're going to be receiving and the path you took to get there?
I'm going to be receiving the Infocom Educator of the Year Award, which is an award for the person who has contributed most to AV education among the person who is nominated. So this year, and most of what I do with Infocom is IT and IT curriculum related. So for the past several years, I've been leading the networked AV classes from the integration side and working with them. Last year, I decided it was time to redo it, and they said that it was going to take too long to get a committee and through all the process. And I said, well, I hate committees anyway. Can I just redo it and give it to you, and then you can decide if you don't have it? So they gave me a marvelously talented editor, Michelle Streffan, and we spent 8 weeks and came up with 24 hours of new content, restructured the class, took the last 4 years worth of lessons learned to restructure it to the ways that it had been moving. And I very much wanted to make it portable. What I'd found were there were a couple of instructors, Paul Streffan, who was the major Infocom instructor, who happens to be Michelle's father, and I were giving the classes kind of based on a lot of experience, but this class is taught around the world. So we wanted to take all our lessons learned and bring it back in. So I'm teaching networked AV at Infocom this year. I also have one of the two new Infocom master's classes, which is a new concept at Infocom that they came up with, which is held in lieu of Super Tuesday in there for senior AV people for advanced subjects. I really believe the reason they did it is the last four Super Tuesdays, I've been on panels. And unlike everyone else, I'm never on the same panel twice. So I think they just ran out of panels that would accept me and felt bad. So they said, well, you know, if we put him on alone, you know, he still gets a Super Tuesday event and nobody's got to put up with him. And so we've gone in that direction. Most of what I do in Infocom education is because I see a need. There is a tremendous amount of IT technology, even without a fully converged AV IT infrastructure and transport. And that education is not being provided in the formats needed by the AV industry. So I took it upon myself several years ago to push in that direction and have continued doing it. I enjoy it, and I think there's a lot of value in it. And I think a lot more senior people in the industry should consider working in either directly in education or in the curriculum development to make sure that those skills get passed.
What do you constitute as a senior person? Is it the amount of years or their age or both?
It's the knowledge. Okay. I get very frustrated when I go to a trade show and sign up for an event and sit down and somebody comes up and says, streaming is wonderful. You can send video across a network. And there is this thing called multicast. And it's been a long time since I've gone to a seminar in the IT industry that started at a place that interested me. And actually, it's fairly rare that they even get far enough at the end of it at a point that interested me. So Infocom has completely lost it. If you look at the Infocom education, it's very largely young junior people, people going to CTS prep, CTSD preps. They're not the people who are making decisions and move forward. The exceptions that they've found have been in the IT area, because the people with a lot of AV skills realized there was an additional skill they had to get, but people like me who had been doing both jobs through it weren't getting the types of education and tools they needed for the advanced skills.
You know, Paul, and you talk about people with knowledge, the knowledge base, the long-time knowledge base. You talk about the young people. And, of course, as we know, we talk about Infocom Award winners. We have another one on the show, Jeremy, who is actually has been on. I think Jeremy's basically
I'm getting pigeonholed as the youngin' here. I don't know if I like that every time I'm on something.
Hey, listen, stick with me.
He just follows me from podcast to podcast.
We were on the last podcast together, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, Jeremy's been here three podcasts in a row. He hasn't gone to sleep.
I'm a regular now, Paul.
Okay, so maybe I'm following you from podcast.
Jeremy, it's going to change in a blink of an eye, and then you'll be the old head. So,
that's this year. That's in August, so for me.
Hey, being young and professional, all right? You're going to do
You'll be over the hill. They're going to throw you out. They're going
to
be like,
you'll be starting to get the mailers for funeral plots. You know, I mean,
and hearing aids.
Or
AARP.
All you have to do is gain another 40 pounds and stay out of the sun, and you'll fit right in with everybody else at Infocom now.
There you go. There's the advice.
I would just like to say,
we're going
to
need to strike that part.
Just waiting for hope to chime in.
Just for that. Changing my hat.
Youngest person on this podcast. Thank you very much.
You?
I still have another year of eligibility for young AV professional. Thank you very much.
Oh, what's the cutoff?
Look at that. Hey, is everybody listening out?
34.
You know,
34 is the cutoff. It's 35.
35 now? All right.
I'm 34. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Hey, Infocom, listen, you got a few people
on
this show who are still eligible.
So.
Okay. We'd like to see more names out of this show in particular next year. Okay. As award winners. Okay.
They'll be there anyway doing the show, so you might as well just, you know, let them win.
That's true.
Makes it easier.
You got it.
Or if they do win and they're not on the show, we'll sucker them into being on the show like Jeremy.
Yeah.
You get a free dinner and drinks with Brad Grimes afterwards.
Do you?
Sweet. That's actually a good prize.
And he's buying.
Yeah.
That's an even better prize.
Does he know how much Chuck drinks?
He actually does.
So anyway, I'm splitting votes for Hope and Kyle for next year for young AV professional. And anyway, so we have two award winners sitting here with us tonight, and we'll talk a little more about that. So what do we got, Krista?
Well, Paul was starting to touch on a couple of things there that were interesting. You know, you have the whole AV and IT, you know, components that are coming together as one, you know, as one department has to take over for the other. Most of the time you see where it's IT that has to take over AV responsibilities, but once in a while you have the AV guy that has to take over the IT components. And I'd like to talk a little bit more, you know, I hate to say the word convergence, and let's just say it that one time, but the two have been flirting.
Don't say it again.
The two have been flirting with each other for multiple years now, and I just like to get some ideas from some of the guests on what do they think about this coming together of AV and IT.
Yeah, well, before we get into that that word, I did look at a blog that was it's an AMX blog. It actually has Paul Zealy's name on it, discussing AVIT convergence. He says,
"You said it. You said it. You said it.
What did I
say? You said it. You said it. It.
I said it. Oh,
convergence.
Yeah. Discussing the AVIT always brings up lots of good banter, questions, and even a little controversy, which we already have on this show, especially in these areas." People seem to hate the word and want to find a different term or stop talking about it altogether. And then everybody wonders if this thing is the end of the AV industry, which is really code for, will I still have a job? I don't know. Will they still have a job, Paul?
I think they will.
Yes, I'm backing Paul on that one.
And I like the word because I'm a network transport guy. Convergence to me really just means, and if you look in the telecommunications definition of the word, convergence just means that multiple services are available on the telecommunications platform of a single provider. In this case, the single provider is the company's IT network. And the inefficiencies of parallel networks versus starting to converge things, and you know, it is inevitable. We are not on our landline telephones dialed into a telephone bridge today. We're all sitting on various devices on a computer. I went through this convergence in voice. I went through this convergence in video conferencing. This convergence is going to move towards IT, but there is a difference between an IT person and an integrator, particularly an AV integrator. And forget all the AV skills. IT people are very specialized. If you ask an IT person what he does, his mother will say he's in IT, but he'll say, I'm a layer two guy. There's people who just deal with switches, who just deal with routers. In security, there's network security guys, and then there are, which is ports and protocols, and then there are application security guys, which are usernames and passwords. In servers, there are infrastructure guys and services guys. There are applications guys. There are data guys. None of those people know about any of those other verticals. If you ask a network guy about databases, they don't know anything. What happens across the integration world, especially the AV integration world, is there is no place in AV for specialists. There are a few people who say I'm a DSP programmer and manage to get enough work to do it. But they don't exist in a vacuum. So the mentality of an AV person for just-in-time knowledge and for general knowledge across wide areas and knowing enough about networks and knowing enough about servers and knowing enough about security and knowing enough about databases to work with all those different verticals is what really makes an integrator different than what is typically in IT operations, which is the vast majority of the people who would be converged with. In that case, that type of position still has to exist. And then it comes down to, is it easier to teach an IT guy AV or an AV guy IT? Having gone in both directions, fish to fly, bird to swim, one way or another. I've actually had more luck with the AV guys learning IT, but I think it's mostly due to motivation. The fact that they are already used to saying, oh shit, I have to install that tomorrow, I better learn about that kind of technology.
Right.
Yeah, so they're constitutionally suited towards the type of learning and the type of application that they have to do and to be able to absorb enough in order to get the job done, file enough away that I don't have to learn all of it next time and continue forward. So I think that they will look more like, there will be a lot more IT skills in the AV tool belt, but somebody's got to do the work and there's already a job shortage among IT people. Do they really want to push them over into the AV industry?
Yeah, I think that ultimately what it'll come down to is that it may be that all of our grandmas will say that we work in IT instead of AV, but it'll still be AV people. You know what I mean? Because like you're saying, everybody's specialized. You know, me and Paul talked about this before. Everybody's specialized, and there's guys and girls that are specialized in AV, and they'll always be that way. It may look more like an IT type job potentially, depending on what kind of AV you're talking about, because that's a really broad term, just like IT itself is a really broad term. But in some aspects of AV will be more on the network, but it'll still be you know, somebody's job to manage that AV stuff, whether it's on a network or it's connected to the network or however that looks like, and whether we in the collective conscience think of that person as an IT person or an AV person, they'll still basically be the same people doing the same basic stuff. It'll just look a little different, I think.
And the real goal is to deliver a user experience. And how that video gets from point A to point B, being coax, twisted pair, whether it's packetized or synchronized, really doesn't make a difference to the user and what that user experience is. And the AV people, and of course not my IT people, but there is a thought out there that IT people may not be so in tune to the user experience and you know, what matters to the end users as the AV people tend to be.
Hey, Paul, and anybody jump in on the conversation, please. But, you know, the whole thing, AV slash IT, IT slash AV, everybody's doing both at this point, or you read the articles and the interviews, and I swear I use IT AV sometimes. Is there one way or the other? Do we really care? I mean, you know, it's so damn confusing right now.
Can I just with this quickly?
Yeah, of course.
As a manufacturer, on our end, we're seeing more opportunities with businesses that we hadn't seen before. And one of the things that we've actually done is we work through manufacturers, reps in most of the country and in other countries. And what we've done is we've hired on two manufacturers reps in IT. So for the majority of our manufacturers reps, they're standard AV manufacturers reps. And then on a basis right now, we have IT manufacturers reps. It's just opening up a whole host of opportunities for us in a world that we had really kind of stayed on the periphery of and never really, you know, melded into. And that's just my two cents from this point of view.
And that's actually very interesting, because one of the, I won't say fears, but one of the things that keeps me and my management up at night is the concept that as this does move into AV, there is a tremendous amount of brand loyalty combined with a tremendous amount of laziness. There are people who specify the same products over and over and over. So those primary specifiers in the integration industry are, let's crassly say, choosing their vendors based on who threw the biggest party at the last Infocom. And brand loyalties, and I used to work with that guy, and there's other things. And it's very much been an old boys network. I've been in this industry for almost as long as you've been alive. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I've known, you know, professionally, and I've seen every year at Infocom for more than 20 years. And even if they've moved across the country or I have, we at least see each other once a year. We talk, we do business. The I don't want to use So some of those companies that aren't the big threes, the FSRs, the Kramers, the Roses, the Geffens, have an incredible opportunity as the structure moves towards IT to make a foothold where they're not crippled by the fact that, you know, the two guys have been playing golf together for 20 years because they pulled cable together back when they were pulling coax and single twisted pair. So that's going to be a very disruptive thing in the manufacturing, because well-placed smaller companies with a proper user experience and as these things standardize equivalent hardware, it's going to be very difficult for an IT guy who just needs to move a HDMI signal 70 meters to discern between your box and my box at, you know, probably a 2-time price delta. So that's someplace where I think a company like yours has a lot of advantages with some of the efficiencies of being a smaller company and some of those traditional loyalties and of people just automatically putting in AMX, Crestron, Extron, BiAmp. There's going See, to
that,
be
that kid just said it correctly. They agree with you, Paul.
Yeah, actually, we should get the kid on the show too. But you know, it's interesting, Paul, because I'm reading, I'm reading some of this, and it talks about ruffling too many feathers too, and barrages of hate mail. And by the way, we don't mind that at all. A lot of other non-IT related knowledge required to do the AV job. I guess it's interesting when you talk about AV doing IT, IT doing AV. I've heard stories, and it's almost like this AV IT, that word, it's always still. Is it here? Will it be here?
When are we gonna stop with the, I think it's gonna stop being called convergence when we figure out that AV and IT are going to be the same thing pretty soon. It's going to be the same dude doing the same stuff in the same room. It's going to be the guy that knows what kind of packets he needs to get the right video across what kind of backbone. And he also knows how big a display to put up. I think when we stop, we do it. We say AV and IT. If we just call it technology, human interface technology.
Well, I mean, that has happened in very much in education. There's very very few large colleges that have separate departments. But there will be some guy that owns the conference rooms and will work with that. Just like even though everybody's gone to voice over IP, there's still somebody who's the phone guy.
Yeah.
He works for the IT department, it's getting transmitted over, but there's a guy that's the phone guy. Even though that's been converged for 10 years now.
And it's coming to pass that phone guy is going to be the same guy. Like when you call for phone support, like, hey, my phone's not working. It's like, bring, hi, this is Chuck. How can I help you? My phone's not working. Oh, let me fix that. Bring, hi, this is Chuck. How can I help you? My computer's not getting to the interwebs. Oh, let me fix that. Bring, hey, this is Chuck. How can I help you? My projector doesn't work. Oh, let me fix that.
That's definitely true at tier ones and tier two. When you move into the tier three, you probably still have a degree of specialization, but the guy who answers the phone is the same guy for everything. And, and he will go through the basic tier one steps and very likely you'll get a tier two person who will be multifunctional, but if it escalates into something esoteric, it will probably still end up with a specialist at some point, at least in larger organizations.
Yeah. Hey,
go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, I actually got my start in higher ed and I was in the IT department. I started off doing desktop support and they said, oh, we need someone to sort of help with classrooms. And so I was that gal who said, hey, let me reset your password. Hey, let me fix your classroom. Hey, let me plug your VGA cable in. And then I did eventually specialize, and then I became the classroom support person. And they actually tried to combine desktop support and classroom support after I left, and it just didn't work because you do need that high level of specialization, at least now.
But the front end too. You know, I worked at UNT. I was in classroom support, but it was two sections of the same department, and we had the desktop support guys and the classroom support guys. And sometimes you really knew where the line was, but there was a lot of time where the line was really fuzzy. And of course, this is back 10 years ago, so I mean things are moved along a lot since then. Even, but the line was fuzzy of when. When am I dealing with, the cable being messed up, which is why something's not pinging. When do we have to call in the desktop support guys to come in and fix this? And it was kind of a little bit of a fuzzy line,
And ultimately, you only want the customer to have one phone call for technology. and right. one phone number for technology, and it gets front-ended in that front-end device where to converge. And IT actually went through this. When I started in IT, I did hardware support. And the company that I worked for had a separate group with a different separate phone number whose office was a quarter mile away in a just a ridiculously big, you know, 8,000-person office building. So whoever the customer chose to call, hardware or software, would get down there, and there was probably a 30% chance you were going to go, oh, not my job, call the other guys. And you know, customers don't like that.
Yeah, I you know, hearing about AV IT and we call this person, we call that person, seriously, I think it's going to be up to the AV guys to just go, you know what, we're technology people. Call us for whatever. And truthfully, I think that's a great position to be in because I know as an AV guy, I know what the room needs, the environment needs to give people that exceptional experience. And I can also speak the IT guy's language and know what the IT guy does and know, you know, the calculations and the things he needs to make the network work. I know that as the AV guy, I have to know that. I think the AV guys are going to be in better positions than the IT guys if the IT guys don't start learning a little bit about AV. I think we'll have jobs. I think we'll have more jobs.
Yeah, it's very likely. I don't think the IT guys are very, very into it. If for no other reason than seeing when IT guys write conference room specs, they ask for Dolby 7 surround sound in them. And so when I was an integrator, if I saw a surround sound spec in a conference room, I refused to bid a job because that was not a customer I wanted to.
Isn't that the best for your video teleconferencing? Don't you want 7.1? Maybe 7.2? Whatever it takes.
Just had that this week. I'm not kidding you when I tell you that.
And I would go one further is I'll put in whatever they want. I'm not telling them that everything is mixed to mono as far as I'm concerned. And that I'll put as many speakers as they want, but I'm just going to level set them to whatever I feel like with one mix.
That's awesome.
You know, I also think that we're sort of at the stage that Paul had alluded to that IT went through a few years back, is that while we're slowly starting to change it, AV as an industry, even though we are all a part of it now, there's still not, it's not like you grow up in high school and say, I want to be AV when I grow up. There's not like you go to college and there's an AV class to take or an AV degree. You know, you could say IT and then you can play around and be software coder or hardware and you can get all that training. So they sort of have a leg up on us.
Well,
you don't really get the AV training until you start to get into the industry.
Actually, the path to AV industry is my band didn't get signed.
Hey, that's not funny. That's not funny at all.
Hey, some of us graduated in the middle of a recession, okay, Paul?
Oh, okay. I forgot I couldn't get another job excuse. But
I couldn't get a job as a software developer because everyone wanted 5 years of experience. So I said, screw it. I'm going to work at a help desk.
That's not funny.
Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Because your band was signed. So it wasn't.
I actually self-published my album. But yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I say the convergence and the merge has happened. We're living it now. If people want to ignore it, they can. But, you know, when we started running the same cat cable as the IT people, that's when everything started to happen and get real. Hey, Gina, I'm tired of talking AV IT. I want to merge over to something else. I want to know a little bit about what FSR is doing at Infocom as far as what does Infocom mean for tech managers? Because I understand that your company is responsible for sponsoring the technology managers reception.
We are. And I guess there's a couple of things that not only FSR is doing, but Infocom in general, that's really supporting the growth of especially higher ed, but a lot of different verticals that are coming into Infocom. Last year, we saw the largest growth of higher ed attendees Healthcare is coming. We've seen people from the justice system. So we're really seeing a lot of verticals that have started implanting their own AV crew and own technologists into their, either corporate or education world. So Infocom's really coming around and they're really supporting a lot of stuff. And there's a few things that that I just like to mention. First is that 2 days before Infocom exhibits open, there's actually another show called UTech that's opening Monday at 5 p.m. And then reopens Tuesday and goes all day Tuesday. And it's called University Business Technology. And that's basically what it's about. It's a higher ed show. They expect about 900 attendees to come and talk to manufacturers. I believe there's some integrators there, furniture people, software people, app people. There are a ton of different exhibitors, and a lot of the exhibitors that you'll see at UB Tech, you will not see at Infocom. The nice crossover there is that anybody who attends UB Tech also gets free passes to the Infocom show floor, so there's going to be some overlap there. That's Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday night, FSR is helping to sponsor about 7 higher ed tech managers to go to Tech Talk. And Tech Talk is a dinner and roundtable for technology managers. These technology managers usually have to pay their way. I think it's like $75 for dinner, drinks, and this roundtable at Maggiano's. Starts at 5:30 on Tuesday night, but FSR is sponsoring 7 higher ed tech managers to go there. So we're doing that. Then, Wednesday, we are sponsoring the Drunk Uncles, like many others are doing. Wednesday is the Drunk Uncles Women in AV kind of reception before the Drunk Uncles go on. That's at 7. FSR is sponsoring that. And then we have the Drunk Uncles event, and all of the money raised from the Drunk Uncles concert on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at BB King's goes to the NSCA Education Foundation. And the Drunk Uncles have been putting this on for 10 years, and they've raised over $1 million for the NSCA Education Foundation. So going to really good stuff. Wednesday, Thursday, 3 o'clock, the Technology Managers Council meeting at Infocom. We have nothing to do with that, but that's a tech manager's thing. And then Thursday at 5 p.m. is the Tech Managers Reception, open to all tech managers. FSR and BIAMP are co-sponsors of that event. Is that it? I don't know. And then don't forget to come to the FSR Gina Sansevero 35th birthday/anniversary party at our booth, 1 o'clock on Thursday. That's booth 1331. We will be celebrating 35 years in the industry and having some champagne, cake, and cookies.
And make sure you come by and celebrate Gina's birthday.
Yes.
Everybody.
I take birthday hugs.
Hugs. Yes.
I think that's
I'm going to miss that. FSR, but I'm going to miss the champagne and cake. But you know what? That's okay, because Chuck can have my portion of it.
I will totally eat your cake.
Chuck will eat your cake. Absolutely.
I will eat your cake.
Awesome. So
that's good to hear.
Speaking of cake, because I bake cake while this sweet little angel is sleeping at night, I have Johnny Double Awesome Moda here. And I want to hear what we got for stuff and things.
Hey, for someone who bakes cake and dresses my clothes every morning, you know that I like pie. So can we just get past the cake thing? I don't even eat cake on my birthday.
Wait, what kind of pie? Is it like New York pie or like apple pie?
Yeah.
Well, or like beer and pie.
Well, yeah, all these things, pie in general. Any of those things can replace cake in my.
How do you think about like strudel?
I don't think I'm that German yet.
Okay, we'll change it. I'll give you.
I'm this much German, but it's not. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
we've been talking pie, and the only pie we know out here.
It's the best kind.
That would be
conference call for the next hour or so.
Hey, okay. Michael, tell your mom that you're going to be on a podcast. Hi, Michael.
We have a new guest.
I wasn't sure what was going on, but it sounded like
a 10-minute notification.
Yeah.
Mom, make me some more quesadillas.
The meatloaf. Mom,
I'm on the phone with my friends.
No, I will not clean my room.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, welcome, Michael. We're talking some stuff and things with Johnny, and then we'll come to you to see how your day is.
Okay. If you're there. We have no idea if you're there or not right now. Johnny, what you got, buddy?
You know what the worst part about having insomnia is realizing that it's time to get up. That's how my week's been going. I'm just like, that's just one thing. Another thing is I'm actually sitting on a toroidal power conditioning transformer. Well, that's the technical term in a not a
wait, what? Oh, I thought you said hemorrhoidal for a second. I was like, what?
Whoa. I haven't had enough pie for that.
Insomnia, hemorrhoids. This is not good.
No,
in the wrong direction.
If you've listening to some of my past shows, I've had Plytron Power, which is the OEM manufacturer for Krell and a few other high-end audio companies. They make toroidal transformers for a lot of high-end manufacturers. Their sister company, if you will, Taurus Power, which will be at InfoCon, they make power conditioners and such, but toroidal transformers, and these things are no joke. I got one that's probably about 130 pounds right down here that they sent to me for my my two channel setups, and I've been itching to play with the thing since last night, but I had to drive it across two counties to get it here.
Wait a second, Johnny.
Is that like bootlegging?
You lifted it with one hand.
We're not all you, Corey. We all can't just like muscle things over around the room. Boom.
Johnny's bootlegging transformers.
I don't know if I want to admit that on the air. It's not. Let's just. Can we edit that part out?
We'll get it. It'll end up in a court in Canada.
No.
You get in trouble. Where's on every Bailey? Show now. I don't get it.
So I got that going on. What else is good? I mentioned a few stuff, some things. Infocom. I'm excited to meet each and every one of you, because without you, there is no Infocom. Without every one of you listening currently, there would be no Infocom.
You can't say there's no I in Infocom, though. There is. Just no you.
Wait, did I say that?
I think you
were. No, Paper Plate said it. Just ignore him, Double Awesome.
Oh. Can we give, I want to give Paper Plate like a better name, like Corey, I'm good with words, Moss. Or Corey, I lift 150 pounds with one hand over Johnny's head, Moss.
Let's work on this for the end of the show, okay?
Yeah, because Corey hates the Paper Plate.
Hey, Krista, sign out with something different this time. Please be original.
Those were some things.
Oh, I will be.
Converge this.
Challenge accepted.
This.
I already have it. Nope.
By the way.
It's done.
Go hey, converge
by the way,
yourself.
We have a visitor in the room who is here. He has come on and join us. And Michael Shin, how are you, buddy?
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good evening. So you were stuck in traffic, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it was one of those. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
It was a train derailed or something. I don't know.
Another one.
Is it too soon?
Sorry. Did this one have bacon? Was that a train with bacon, Chuck? Well, Jerry,
oh, my God.
What are trains?
Yeah, the bacon train.
No, this happened by my house. I'm not kidding you. Like, seriously.
Yeah. I remember that. Bacon train.
Yeah, well, the train didn't derail. It just smashed a semi-truck full of bacon.
Oh, it was a semi full of bacon, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you look at the pictures closely, I was there.
Truck flew out. It was still going
He was hidden in a lump of bacon.
I was next to that Brian guy.
So, Michael, no bacon semis or anything. So, you're here.
Yeah, I mean, I normally just smell like bacon. That's just, you know, my usual scent. But that had nothing
to
do with
that. Is that raw bacon or cooked bacon? Because that could be a turn on or off.
it's sizzling bacon.
Okay, good.
So which is on and which is off?
Raw bacon, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I like it all.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So, it puts the bacon on its skin.
bacon. He rubs the bacon on his skin. Exactly.
Yes. So, Michael, we've talked a few things. We've talked about some upcoming Infocom stuff. We've talked a little bit AVIT and the fact that the convergence has happened. The fact that people want to ignore it is retarded. Or I shouldn't say that word. Take that out.
No, don't say convergence ever again. You're right.
Yeah.
Retarded is fine. Don't say convergence.
Yeah, that one, but convergence, the C word.
Yeah.
Call it the C word from now on.
Okay.
Ooh. So, can we, if we're asking words really quick, can we get rid of a few of my least favorite words? Like, it was mentioned earlier, things like
cake.
Revolutionary cake.
Game changing.
Disruptive.
Cutting edge. Disruptive. That's the one. Winner, winner, princess, chicken dinner.
Oh, no, no. Wait a minute. I have to stop you there. Disruptive, that stays.
What?
Yes. Yes. That doesn't leave the industry.
But only if you're a six-year-old with a substitute teacher.
Yep. Or a six-year-old with a substance problem.
Either way.
I'm addicted to donuts.
Johnny, was that it? Stuff things?
Now it's just a feeling. I strongly don't feel that disruptive is the type of word that people are trying to describe, because I mean, okay, maybe you can tell me what does disruptive mean to you in the technology world? What does that mean? Are we shaking up the industry with the new technology?
I would like to pick this industry up and shake it a few times.
Okay, then that's the answer.
I think that's the answer.
I just feel that it's commonly misoverused. Yeah.
I see disruptive in terms of our industry as also being deflective. How's that? Something that takes our attention away from, you know, what reality is in our daily lives and what our customers are looking for, and instead creates hype over something that just isn't reality in the pro AV world. And I can come up with 15 different examples.
Oh, no. Oh, that's another one.
Just say it.
Who said that?
I can do it.
I do believe that Paul used disruptive in a sentence earlier in this podcast, but he used it correctly.
That was correct.
And most people who use the phrase disruptive are just trying to sound as smart as Paul actually is.
Oh, wow, really?
I have a bad tendency to use big words. You'll find that I'm not invited to the AMX booth very often because Kyle's boss, Jeff Kindig, says that I use too many words.
Well, that's just myopic, Paul. That's just myopic.
I know. But he's trying to move things, people through the trade show. And I said, well, if the customers would ask better questions, I wouldn't have to use so many words. Because the first 70 words are telling them why their question was wrong. You know?
And this is what
I know what you're trying to do, but you didn't ask me the right question. Let's back this up a second, because I'll give you an answer, but it's going to send you in the wrong direction.
So if you listen to this podcast before you go to Infocom and you walk up to the AMX booth and somebody has a name tag that says Paul, walk the other way.
Oh, no. You can't do that because all our product managers are named Paul.
Are they?
Hire them, yeah.
Oh, man.
Paul Leanne, Paul Clazon, Paul Zeeley. You can't ignore Paul's. So
you got to change your name to Paul when you work for AMX.
No, they just hire Paul's. It's easier that way.
No, I want, yeah.
That's
they don't have to remember.
Change your name to Paul when you go, want to work for AMX? All right. Paul, so then, the application.
So then if you're on the show floor, you go up to AMX, make sure you don't have a stupid question.
Right.
If you say the word disruptive, walk away.
You can ask stupid questions to lots of people. And I will I'm not mean when I explain. I really want them to get the right information, but
he's not mean. He's just disruptive.
It comes back.
There's another usage.
Help desk. Mm. You know,
or deflective.
Explain what you want to do. Don't ask a question, you know, that is not going to give. That might get give an answer, but not give the correct answer for your problem.
Can you see people walking into the AMX booth and like sitting there going, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question, but I'm really afraid.
So I probably, but don't worry about it because I'm not going to be standing in front of displays. I've only got about
four booth hours, and I'm pretty much a by appointment only guy anyway.
Oh.
I don't talk to strangers.
Yeah. So. Don't talk to strangers.
Well, there goes my plan to go in and talk to the first person I see at the AV booth.
My goal.
And I'm just going to say that was not nearly enough words.
My goal and mission now is to get a selfie with Paul.
Yes, me too. I want a selfie with Paul.
As long as it's your selfie, because I don't think I've ever taken a selfie of myself.
Oh.
Now I'm appearing a lot. I'm there. So I'll be happy to,
cool.
Take selfies.
Everybody get your selfie with Paul Zeeley. Paul, when are you going to be at the booth? Let us know. We'll tell everybody to run to the booth to get their selfies with Paul Zeeley.
Oh, I'm going to bust into his classroom.
Or you can.
Hey, Chuck, do it disruptively.
I am. I'm going to be disruptive in his classroom, and I'm going to come in on Sunday afternoon and then bust in with a camera and be like, selfie.
Sunday afternoon's a good time because that's after Wireshark. They'll be asleep. Big lunch, cookies, and then talking about protocol analysis.
And I think Derbyshire is taking over my class at that time, so that'll be perfect.
There you go. Hey, Gina. Gina. Hi, Gina.
Hold on. Hope to walk up to Paul in the AMX booth and do what somebody did to me last year and say,
"Whoa, stop right there, Gina. Nobody."
I think we can.
Ixnay on that, huh? Gene, if we could only hear you, anyway.
I think Gina, Corey edited that out.
Hey, Gina, what I wanted to know, if somebody walks into your booth, Gina.
No, we can't hear her.
We can't hear her. I want to know what. I know, we can see her. Right, this time we can see her, we can't hear her. But Gina, I want to know if somebody walks into the FSR booth and says disruptive, what you're going to say, Gina.
Evidently, I'm not going to say anything because you can't hear me.
No, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Everyone was being disruptive and talking over you.
Okay, so I walked into your booth and I said, disruptive. Go ahead. She's speechless.
We sweat. I don't know what you're asking.
She's going to pull a Chris Depender and stroke out.
She's going to stroke out right at the booth. Well, George will come over and say, "I'll take over for you." Get out.
Just point the opposite direction and say, "Good day."
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day,
sir. I said, "Good day, sir."
Exactly.
So we're picking on disruptive now, and I kind of want to hear Michael's take on this because he's from an integrator side as well. Is there any other words that come out of we're not going to pick on customers, but that customers say that they misunderstand or they think they know that makes it then difficult when we're trying to provide them with their solution?
That's a really good question. Catch me off guard, too.
That's what I do.
That's why she's paid the big bucks.
I can't tell you how many times I've had a conversation with a customer trying to explain to them what a firewall is and exactly what they think a firewall does versus what we need a firewall to do for us. They think that anything in general terms, they think anything that needs to cross a firewall is something that we can't do here. No, not here. Nope. I think firewall comes to mind.
Is that the thing you stand behind in an emergency?
Yeah. That's actually what won us the Iraq War. That's what it was. It was the firewall.
You know,
the firewall.
I was actually on a job site, and I kid you not, within the same two sentences, I actually had a conversation about an IT firewall and actually putting cable through a firewall, and I think the lady or one of the customers was about to have a heart attack because she had absolutely no idea what we were talking about and was caught completely off guard.
I wish I could have been there for that conversation. There must be some great ones.
You go through the IT firewall with a bigger drill bit.
I've got another one, actually. How about adoption? That is a term that gets tossed around frequently in the industry.
There's another one.
And we have different definitions of what a successful adoption is. And I think what a customer's perspective is of adoption versus what an integrator's perspective versus, say, even a design consultant's perspective of what adoption is all over the map. in terms of trying to, you know, measure or regulate the success of adoption. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know what, I kind of lump that almost in with, I've probably used this because sometimes it's just a word that customers understand. I really don't like future proof. You know, that's a topic that it's like an oxymoron, but you know, a lot of times when you're trying to explain to customers, if you say future proof, they're thinking, oh, cha-ching, I can wait 5 years before an upgrade. See, but in reality, that may or may not be true. Hopefully it would be, but with the fast pace of technology and depending upon what they're getting, that's not necessarily going to be the case. But
the better word to use is scalable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. Yeah. That's
scalable
good.
Is a good word. It really is a good industry word.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The word that always drove me crazy from a customer point of view is collaboration. Mm. And they'd say, oh, we need
to agree with that.
And I go, okay, elaborate. Because, you know, does that mean you want the other guys to see your PowerPoints? Does that mean you want to draw on your PowerPoints? Does that mean you want to, I mean, there's so many different levels. And to just use, you know, what do you think collaboration is? What are you trying to do? Oh, no, we just need collaboration, which makes me think that they never thought out what their use case for the products was.
And it's the other way around. It's also in the manufacturer side, you hear a lot of overuse of the word collaboration technologies. And I'm sure we're as guilty of as anybody, but you know, people throw around this word collaboration like, oh, we make collaboration technology. Great. What does that mean? This is the AV industry. That means you sell something that's going to go in a conference room. You sell, you know, displays, you're a display manufacturer, but you sell collaboration technology is because collaboration happens around the TV. I don't know. Like it's so broadly used in you know, that it ends up meaning absolutely nothing, really.
Sure, we can collaborate. I tell you what, you get on FaceTime, I'll get on FaceTime, we'll sit on our iPads, we'll collaborate, we'll talk about the kids and grandma and all of that fun stuff. I mean, you know, what collaborate, it's interesting, you know, guys, because you're right, collaboration, there are collaboration solutions, unified communications and collaboration. You know, it gets a little convoluted at times with it, and you got to wonder when it's going to be drawn into what exactly this means. Okay, we talk about unified communications and collaboration. And Michael, I guess from the integrator side, you know, when you're talking UCC, as so many are out there now, what does this mean to you exactly, to you, to bring to the end user? How does it all translate?
Well, there's 15 different definitions and conversations that need to be had with the customer before we can even categorize something as a unified communication solution. You hit the nail on the head before, Kyle. You know, the idea of collaboration having 15 different variations, and for whatever reason, 15 is the number tonight. But you know, you have your screen sharing solutions that a customer can consider, a wireless screen sharing solution that a customer considers collaboration. You have your online web conferencing solution that they consider collaboration. You have your traditional video conferencing codec-based solution as collaboration. And you have something as simple as a software application for being able to edit on the same document at the same time. So we have a scale that is very broad and did not exist 5 years ago. That we now need to start to have these conversations with the customer to qualify whether or not it's truly a collaborative environment, like what we know as is traditional in AV, or if it's something that is just what the customer has kind of pinned as being collaborative.
Right. Yeah. And I took it to that extreme, of course. But, you know, I mean, what are we talking about? Wireless presentation? Are we talking about video conferencing? Are we talking about cloud, on-premise, you know, so many different variations to all of this at this point. And I know you guys talk about video conferencing over there at AMX, Paul and Kyle. I've seen, you know, some of what you write about, mobility, BYOD, how all of that comes into play at this point. So there's so many, I tell you, there's so many moving parts to all of this. It's what is everybody, it's so funny here.
But Corey, you know, unified communications is easy. because that's the end state of convergence.
The oh.
Unified communications is what you get when convergence is done.
Well, there you go.
That should be a formula.
Well, there you go. I think we have found the end of the rainbow here in the pot of gold.
AV plus IT equals UCC.
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 Right.
I think so.
Did we do this? We figured it out? We're done.
No wonder he is the educator of the year.
Right. Yes. No wonder he won the award. I tell you, Paul, when you go up on that stage, all right, I want you to say exactly that when you go up on stage and get that award, okay?
Oh, my God. I will give you a standing ovation right in the middle of the dinner.
Okay. The whole room will give you a standing ovation.
I can do that. Nobody ever knows what I'm talking about anyway.
I'll tell you what. You say, listen, on AV Power Up, I figured it out. Here it is, everybody. Get ready because it's going to knock you out.
Right. Now we can all go home. We don't have to go to Las Vegas.
Exactly. We can all go home. It's all over.
Well, Paul, you know what? You can go to Vegas. I'm going to Orlando. So.
No, I said next year.
Because next year. Orlando. Okay. None of us have to go to Vegas next year.
I know.
Right.
That's it. We can go to Orlando on vacation, I guess. But, you know, nobody's going to Vegas. That's it.
Some people went to Vegas this year.
Yeah, I know. We saw that.
So I want to switch gears here because I need to hear about some AV power up. I need a nugget. So
oh my God!
I need to hear what Chuck has to say.
And Hope and you got to see Hope right now. I mean, I don't know what that is on your head right now, Hope, but
it's like a hamburger hat.
It looks like a hamburger hat.
That would be a hamburger hat.
That's awesome. A hamburger hat.
I can't wait to get to Hope. Chuck, hurry up. I want to get to Hope.
I have no hope. I'm sorry.
We have no hope.
So, power up.
You have hope.
You will next week.
Oh. I will have hope next week. I am so excited to have hope next week.
There you go.
So, power up. AV power up for this week is brought to you by Ingram Micro. Did we say that already?
We did.
Okay. So, for this week.
They sponsor the power up too?
They sponsor everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
They pay good money. I guess they should.
We've been talked about Infocom a lot this last couple weeks. We've had the award winners on the show, and we've been getting ready for the show, and everybody's all geared to the show. So, as most people know, I'm one of the three-day teachers at the show, the guys who are teaching the three-day course, as well as Jeremy and Paul. And I've been preparing my class. I've been spending a lot of time in the evenings and getting ready to teach my class. And I have a couple other classes, and I'm sure Paul can attest to this and Jeremy as well. Been spending a lot of time making sure my slides are right and making sure my all the little things like my mouse pointer and my clicker work the way I need it to work, because I want to give the students the best possible class they can get. Guys are going there to learn. I'm going there to teach. We're going there to collaborate and get some knowledge going and hopefully get people what they want out of their training experience. So my AV power up is called, is called the 7 P's. It is proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
That's seven.
Seven P's. Wow. So the AV power up is plan your stuff. Sit down and look what you have to do. If you have an install coming up, make sure you have all your hardware. Make sure you have your drawings. Make sure you have your pull list. Make sure you have your statement of work on site. Make sure you know what they're going to commission to. If the commissioner is going to come in with the list and check stuff, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask, can I have that list? And you can check it before he gets there. If you're going to teach a class, make sure you go through your slides. Check your mouse pointer. Check your computer. So my computer goes into screensaver after 5 minutes because it's a laptop that's given to me and it has government DOJ security on it. So after 5 minutes, it goes into screensaver. So I have to get one of these little things called a mouse jiggler. That's right. I said jiggler. So it's just part of my preparation is to make sure I can teach without having to go back to my computer every 5 minutes. It's my proper prior planning because I want my students to have a great experience. I know Paul and Jeremy want their students to have a great experience. And I don't want my computer to go into screensaver every 5 minutes. So I got a jiggler.
jiggler. I said jiggler.
You got a jiggler.
So this week's AV power up, however the sound goes, is proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Prepare for your stuff, do your stuff, and everybody's winning. That is your AV power up.
Do you know that was amazing. Nothing short of amazing. And I wonder which manufacturer is going to pick up on the 7 P's of AVIT convergence at this point.
It's just technology now. I really feel like that's almost like a bad word or like one of those things you don't want to say in public. Like AVIT, I just want to call it technology.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it AV anymore. I don't want to call it IT anymore. I just want to give people what they want and call it technology. So, you know, it's really funny because as most of you will have happened to you, people call you randomly and you're like, they say, hey, my codec's broken. What do I do? And you talk through it. Hey, is your network cable plugged in? Do you have an IP address? You know, and random people. And we're not IT guys, but we'll still tell them to check the IP address, make sure the network's up, make sure the power's powered to it, make sure their computer's plugged into it. It's technology. It's giving that exceptional experience at Infocom. The goal of Infocom is to, you know, be the thought leaders in giving the exceptional experience. We want that exceptional experience. We want people to have that. It's just technology. There's no, I am officially calling it. There's no more AV, no more IT. It's just technology, damn it.
That's it. I think at this point, we can pretty much end the story right here. What do you think? Paul helped, you helped. We're about to end this story.
2 days later, bye.
And on that note, thank you for joining us.
Good.
Wow, what revelations we have on this show. This is, I'll tell you what, Michael, Paul, Kyle, you are on the show that has just given revelations to the AV industry. This is groundbreaking. Oh, there's another term. Got to get rid of that one, too.
This is my third week on. This is the most tame I think everyone's been. I'm quite excited about that.
I'm trying to be good because Paul's here.
Hey, Jeremy, you can shake things up anytime.
I put a freaking hamburger hat on. What more do you want, Jeremy?
That's it. Hope in the hamburger hat.
It's all good.
And by the way, Hope, why don't you send that say that little phrase that's on your screen?
To the cloud.
She coined it, to the cloud.
You have to sing it. Are you supposed to do – don't you sing everything like
– She has not sung yet tonight.
Sing my name.
It's supposed to be a jingle thing.
Say my name.
Sing Johnny's name as it is on the screen right now.
Oh, what is it on the screen?
It is Electric Jesus.
There you go.
That was good.
We got him. Yes, that was Krista. Yes, yes.
Yep. Hey, what if the Egyptians had an actual written language and they eventually just converted to emojis and that's what we see now? Just a few stuff or things to think about, and
that was all stuff, right. Things, and then some. I gotta tell you, I mean,
in the future, that was we good. Will all be known by the poo emoji.
Mm-hmm.
I think go. I already am.
There you go.
So wow. Let's go over to hot jobs. You know, we're talking manufacturers, we're talking integrators, we're talking customers. There's got to be somebody listening to this podcast still.
I don't know. You think we had three listeners. We think we picked up Chuck's mother last week, right, Chuck?
Both of them. Sure, both of them. Whatever.
We definitely have at least one new listener because it sounds like there's some sort of like ghost or something roaming around this podcast currently.
I know. There's a ghost in the machine here. I got to tell you.
Oh, it's there. Yeah.
Hey,
it's my iTunes.
Hey, Michael, did you tell anybody in your family you were on tonight?
Oh, the exact opposite. No.
Oh, geez, don't listen to this show.
Smart man.
If anything, you lost a listener because I'm a guest. So, yeah.
Michael said, listen, I've heard this show before. I'm on it tonight. You're not going to want to listen.
Yeah. His family thinks he's locked in the room looking at porn.
That's actually more respectable than being on this show.
Exactly. Well, okay, we were going to get to hot jobs. We actually don't have any hot jobs tonight. because they were the same hot jobs as they were the last two shows. So we figured, let's give it a rest. Let's regenerate some jobs or generate new jobs for next time. But what I wanted to do before we get to Rich, and Rich is going to talk about one specific thing going on at the show. I wanted to talk about some of the special events going on there that we may not have talked about last week. There's the First Timers Orientation, June 16th, 2 o'clock to 4:15 p.m., W307C/D. If you're new to Infocom, what is that? Stop making that sound. If you're new to Infocom, go there. Okay, definitely. The opening keynote.
But that was my mating call, Corey. How dare you distract my mating call? That sounds like a cricket chirping.
Oh, okay.
That's the NSA. I'm just the Patriot Act.
I'm being disruptive. Continue.
Or disorientive. Michael, what was that other word?
We have officially been deflected.
Delusional, deflected. Thank you. Okay, the next is the opening keynote, the Internet of Things, June 16th, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5:30 p.m. I do plan to be there to cover it. There's that noise again. It's at the Chapin Theater. You'll hear from a panel of industry thought leaders on the Internet of Things, moderated by Nick Bilton, lead technology writer, reporter for the New York Times, Bits Blog, and author Hatching Twitter. By the way, there is a gentleman there from Harman who's going to be in that, right, Kyle?
The CTO, I believe, from Harman is going to join, so that'll be good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of four panelists that they're going to be debating the future of IoT. Should be a great one. The opening reception's June 16th, 5:30 to 7 o'clock in W415CD, the Valencia Ballroom. Kicks off Infocom, basically. The awards dinner, where...
Before you get to the awards dinner, if you could throw disruptive cloud in that description, we'd have a trifecta in the between. just the words I hate.
Wait a minute. The disruptive cloud opening reception at Infocom.
The disruptive cloud BYOD IoT.
Oh, I was going to say, is it an on-prem disruptive cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So,
special guest, millennials.
I am technically a millennial. Thank you very much. Still the youngest one on this podcast.
So, come to the opening reception and open the vocabulary toolkit all over the place. Disruptive BYOD cloud IoT. Michael, what was that other word again, please?
Oh, no.
Deflective.
Thank you. Be deflective at the opening reception, too. I may be there. Hopefully, you'll come over to me and shoot all the words at me. It'll be
shoot all the words. Just shoot them all over.
Yeah. Crowd around me. Just keep throwing words at me. Paul will be there, too. He'll be listening, too. The awards dinner, June 16th, 7 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. This prestigious, highly prestigious. Is that a good word still, prestigious? Can we use that?
I think that was used on the invite that Infocom sent out.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Krista, the AV Power Wrangler, we're gonna go ahead and use that. So I got that in, eh? All right, you can see Paul Zeeley, Jeremy Caldera, and the rest of the award winners get their awards at this dinner. I was there last year.
You were there last year.
I was there last year. I said I may not be there this year, and Jeremy said, yeah, really? Thanks. So he took it personally, by the way. Paul, I may not be there. I hope you don't take it personally.
That's fine. Nobody from Harman's going. It's competing against the Australian party.
I got a question for you though, Paul. Are they going to do?
I might not go if the Australian party runs late.
No, Paul. I got a question. If they do like the Academy Awards, are they going to start playing music? You know when you're, you know, it's time to finish talking.
I have no idea. I have never been to the awards dinner before.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
it'll be interesting. Nobody, Jeremy, has anybody told you? Are we expected to speak?
You know,
I just walk across, but I don't know.
Just walk across and wave.
Yeah, it's like a graduation. Please hold
just your do the queen wave.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have to speak. I think you just go up, turn around, somebody takes a quick picture. Hopefully, your eyes are open and your zipper's up, and you move along.
Isn't it like the Pope? Don't you have to like get down and you have to kiss the ring on Dave's hand or something like that?
I think you should.
Just get up and grab the mic and go. Thanks.
Yeah.
Drop it.
No, you just grab the mic, you go, convert this. Drop.
No, what you do is you do, thank you, Infocom. Throw the mic down and take off the stage.
Worried about having to wing some kind of a speech, but I've got it now. Thank you.
Converge
this.
Converge this.
I want credit as your speechwriter.
And you have to wear the tiara.
That's a great
tiara. I have a tiara and a hamburger hat if either of you hasn't picked out your chapeau.
That hamburger hat would actually match the color of my suit, so I'm good.
No, Jeremy, what you say is thank you, AV Power, for making me what I am today. Throw down the microphone, head off the stage, and, you know, that'll be it. How's that sound? Is that good?
I like that. I like
okay, it. Go with that. And make sure when you take the picture, Dave Lebuscus looks good. Okay?
I will try to make him look good. It's not hard when I'm in a picture with somebody.
That's the big requirement, I hear.
I want to see video of this. So if anybody's going to the awards dinner, I guess I just tip my hat.
Gina will be there. Somebody
record Jeremy going up and say, disrupt this. No, I'm not going.
Wait, Gina?
It's like any other award dinner. There's going to be 600 people holding up their iPhones, you know.
Oh,
videotaping
wow.
the whole thing. It'll probably be live.
Will it be like a concert where they're holding up their iPhone? Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to be dark.
iPhone in one hand, lighter in the other.
Lighter in the other.
Sway.
I'll be holding up my phablet.
Are you ready to give a speech, though, in case you have to? Or are you just going to
wing it? No, well, I wing everything. I haven't looked at any of the 34 hours worth of presentations I'm doing at InfoCon.
He's winging that too.
Seriously? I haven't looked at mine either. I'm like, oh man, I got a 2-hour plane ride. I better make it count.
All right. Everybody who paid for these sessions, they're winging it. So
I know the material. Quite frankly, my view of it is to determine what the students need to get out of it. And go that way. And if the slides don't happen to go in the direction that the students need, I go in the direction the students need.
Good so wing, Paul. I'm just going to read the slides.
Slides are there. And I also don't necessarily correct because I like to say, I hate this slide. This sucks. And point out why it sucks as a counterpoint.
Hey, Johnny, what do you think of sneaking into the rooms and switching the slide decks? And, you know, Chuck's reading Paul's slides, Paul's reading Chuck's slides. What do you think of that? Would that be fun?
I think it'd be sweet. Just every couple of slides, it's like a picture of Chuck and the hawk just.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch out Chuck's slides for my slides. Women of Infocom Network Breakfast. And then Chuck can tell everyone his story of how he is a woman in AV and how certification.
He may do better with that story.
How certification got him where he is today.
Hello, my name's Caitlin, and I'm the Mad Sound Guy.
I think that's all a great idea.
He'll be at slide 7 before he realizes that it's not his subject.
every other slide should just be words like disruptive, millennials, bleeding edge technology, exclamation point.
My presentation is only 6 slides, so if it takes him 7, he missed it. And it's mostly pictures of me on ladders.
I could see Chuck talking, and all of a sudden there's no slide, and he stops and he goes, what happened?
That was a very fast 3-day course.
Class over. I hope you all learned a bunch.
I hope you learned
a
lot.
2 slides a day.
Hope, make sure there's the slide in there of when you talk about as a teenage girl how awesome it was to be a woman. Just so Chuck can say that.
I was going to talk about that.
Right. He was going to talk about it. It was in a
You have to use my best line, Chuck, which is tell your husband to make dinner. I'm studying for my CTS.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy hell.
So I think I was moving on. Yeah, that's the awards dinner next. What else do we have here? We've got have a whole bunch of other things here.
We did hot jobs already, right?
No, we haven't gotten to that yet. We're getting to it.
Jobs are all cold because everyone said InfoComm.
Wait a minute. We already talked about the Women of InfoComm Networking Breakfast, June 18th, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Rolling at 7:30 after, you know, a good night of partying on Wednesday night. Go to the Women of InfoComm Networking Breakfast, and Hope will be there. Crystal will be there. Gina, are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there. I will try to be there as early as possible, but the drunk uncle before, don't lend to a 7:30 start time.
Oh, no. Come on, no.
Oh, boy.
I will close that place down and be there at 7:30.
No.
Just stay up. That way it's not a problem.
That's exactly. Right. Don't go to sleep.
Exactly.
Don't go to sleep.
We'll have some mimosas. It'll be all good.
There mimosas. You go. That's it. We'll all stay up with you. All right. We have the Young AV Professionals Reception. Hope, maybe you'd be there too, huh?
Do I have to go to that? I feel like
I think you do.
Jeremy.
Nobody told me I have to go to that, but I feel like I do.
I think anybody hearing you say this on this show right now, saying Jeremy Caldera won the Young Professional Award, and he's asking if he has to go.
Both of them are asking.
You'll probably get to it, but they said, we need to have you come speak to the CTS breakfast. And I said, you scheduled me for a class during that, so I can't. Like, who scheduled that?
Wow.
And it's, so it's the same thing. Maybe you can just get out of it because you can teach.
No, well, be in two places at once.
Well, Jeremy, here's the good news. It's June 18th at 3 p.m. It's not at first thing in the morning, so you can sleep in. You know, you can roll into the convention center at noon.
I know. I'm actually going to attempt to go, but I'm actually bringing all of my students from Columbia. We have a meeting with Mr. Dave there on that same time, so I have to disappear for that for a little bit.
Meeting with Mr. Dave. There you go. And then there is, as Gina said, the Technology Manager's Reception, June 18th, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., W312A. FSR is a sponsor. Stop by and see Gina. Say hi, Gina. Happy birthday. Give her a big hug. Finally, we do have the career fair. And Rich, we don't have hot jobs for you tonight. All right. We saved you a little trouble with that. But give us a little talk on the career fair going on at InfoComm.
Where'd it go?
All right. Here we go. The InfoComm career fair is being held at booth 4091, and our friends at Tier PM will be in section 5, which is just off to the right a little bit as you're walking down that long hallway or walkway. Just go in the main door and go past InfoComm and Almo, and you will see the career fair, where you'll get a free headshot. And you, which I need because I need a nice picture, better than this picture you guys are seeing right now.
I thought he was getting an AV selfie headshot.
I'm totally gonna get an AV selfie headshot with Rich.
There you go.
For his resume. There you go.
My
right. We'll bring a picture of Rich and we'll put it on a stick and we'll bring it around InfoComm.
Rich will be an InfoComm picture on a stick. There you
They'll
go.
Be giving you swag just to get me out of there. And you'll also be they'll also offer you some social media help to build your social media profile, which I also need. I won't be going this year. So that's crazy. Sound guy, fix that.
Sound guy, would you? You know, next time, you know. Little sound on this show, huh? What do you say?
All right, I'll fix. Whoop, done.
Done.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, Rich, you're not going this year, right?
That is correct.
We're hoping to see you next year. But this year, I think Chris has got a great idea. We're going to get a headshot of you, put it on a stick. We're going to walk you around the convention center, okay?
Okay.
What do you say?
I'm in.
It'll be disruptive, disorienting, and again, what's that word, Michael?
Sorry, I wasn't prepared. Deflective.
Thank you very much.
He was on Facebook.
He was on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn at the same time.
Checking his email.
He was disconnected.
You guys have described exactly what I'm doing.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Wow. What's going on there? So, Rich, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Well, that's really all I have. Just make sure you stop by and see our friends at Tier PM, and they will help you.
And my friend Marika at Tier PM, she'll be there. The other good people at Tier PM. There are other sponsors of the career fair. Yes, if you're looking for employment in this great industry of audiovisual, go to the career fair at Infocom, and you know all of what Rich said is happening there. Please do go, and thanks, Rich. That's good stuff. We will get you some more hot jobs on the next show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, Krista, is there anything else?
I have nothing else. So, unless
you sure we got a dog in the picture.
All right.
There's a dog.
Okay.
There is a dog. Chuck. Oh, yeah. I just so I did a lot of talking with Marla Sundberg, our friend from Sapphire Marketing this week. Yeah. And so I just wanted to give a big shout out to Marla and all the people at Sapphire. Yeah. Catherine and Lainey, our friends, and Lainey was on the show. And,
yep.
Catherine's one of those people that, you know, she just takes care of you. Like, you need something, you call Catherine. She's like, hey, no bother, I got it. And she makes things happen. So I just want to get Krista makes things happen too. Sometimes those things are like putting bodies in a trunk, but she makes things happen. So I just want to give a big shout out to Sapphire.
I agree. Careful. As much as I don't want to give a shout out to Sapphire, Catherine is absolutely wonderful.
Okay, well, Paul doesn't want to shout out.
There was no disrespect to our Harman crew. I mean, the Harman guys are great.
Catherine has spent more time working for AMX than she spent at Sapphire by a long time.
She has. So just a big shout out to those guys. They have been really a big gung ho, let's go get them type attitude through for the last few months. So big shout out to them.
We love you, Marla, Lainey, and the rest of you over there at Sapphire. You're all great people. I know them real well. Used to deal with them a lot back in the integration sales days. So, and I guess before we power close this, power slam, body slam, this whole thing, Krista.
This is power slam.
I prefer a power slide.
Power slide. We got Rocco.
Look at Rocco. Power shots.
Rocco.
Hi, Rocco.
What's up, Rocco? Rocco's a dog.
I'm going to see you in a couple weeks, Rocco.
He doesn't talk, but he looks cool on camera.
But he can type like 30 words per minute, so he's pretty good on that.
So, body slam this thing, Chris, whatever you have to do.
Well, I want to say thank you to our guest, Michael Shin, for popping in, saying hello.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to Paul Zealy for enlightening us and making us look forward to classes that you're going to have at Infocom. Thank you to Kyle Davis. You're just so adorable, Kyle. I wish you would talk more.
Now's your chance. Say a word.
A word.
Perfect.
That's the one he picked.
That was two of them.
That was two words, exactly.
You know what? He can have two words. So unless anybody wants to bring up any final closing comments, I'm going to wrap this baby up.
We're all silent.
Okay, good. I hope I can swaddle this baby.
Except for a little bit of Caldera there.
Krista. Yes.
Chris, oh, look at that.
Oh, come on, dude. That was awesome. Oh.
I can't believe she said she could say my name, but I couldn't hear the rest of what she said because you were talking, Corey.
She goes, wrap it up, Krista.
Wrap it up, Krista. Oh. Jeremy, what's her name?
Addison. Say hi, Addison.
Hi.
Well, you know what? I might be ready to break laws to come steal her because she's the first kid who could say my name.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Wow. All right. On that
perfect.
Note.
So, again, thank you to the guests for taking the time to come in. And on behalf of Rocco and Gina, thank you guys very much for co-hosting the show tonight.
Together.
So, we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to say on behalf of Rich, get me some swag, Prevetti. Yeah. Johnny Electric Jesus Smoda.
He's double awesome always.
Jeremy, I have the cutest girl ever, Caldera.
Doesn't he now?
He does.
Wow.
Hope. Hope to the cloud, Roth.
To the cloud.
Chuck, I really think I do sound, but I did not do it tonight. Espinoza.
And he's a new woman in Navy.
I did not, and I am a new woman in Navy.
Corey, high maintenance Moss.
Thank you, kidding. Thank you.
And me, Corey, or not Corey, I'm going to go by Corey now. Krista, AV Power Wrangler Bender. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you at Infocom or in the future airwaves.
We're going to try and unconfuse Krista after this show is over. Anyway, thank you all for being on this show, our last pre-Infocom show. Thank you all out there for listening to us. We will be at the show. Krista, Hope, Chuck, Johnny, and myself. Jeremy, you'll probably be hanging around too. And we will see you. We're going to be at the show Thursday of the show. Thursday morning, more news to come. And again, thank you very much. And we'll see you next time.